right, here we go. Good afternoon, Saints. It's still morning, right? It's about what? Maybe about 7 minutes before. All right, but it's truly a pleasure to be here this afternoon, and I'm grateful to be in the presence of the Lord. It's great to be around you. This is my home away from home, to be honest. And I just love every opportunity that I get to come here because of the warm fellowship, and just we just feel like family here. Amen. 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 So we've been going through this series of basic, right? Basic, back to basics. And if you've been listening or if you've been here, you've heard Pastor Gary gone through some really important stuff. In the first installment of the series, he began by talking about fasting and prayer, right? And the importance of fasting and how fasting is a principle that can transform your life. Amen? And if you think about like Daniel, man, who fasted for 21 days and just how much that changed everything for Daniel because of that. So that's a very important discipline to have, fasting. The next series that Pastor Gary dealt with, which was last week, he spoke about the rock, which is speaking about the Word of God. Amen? And that the Word of God is our rock. And I believe that when we put our trust and our confidence in the Word of God, we will begin to see our life flourish in ways that we have never thought possible. Amen? Amen. So I like the slogan of the theme. It says that in order for your 2017 and beyond to be better than your 2016 and behind, one of the things that needs to happen is that we need to make sure that we have the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Today we're going to be talking about the strength. The strength. What we're going to talk about is a very important subject that I believe is one of the things that will transform you from just being a new believer to being someone who can actually say, you know what, I am a friend of God and I know God. We're going to be talking about the subject we're going to talk about is quiet time. Quiet time. Quiet time, which is providing strength for the journey of life. Amen? Providing strength for the journey of life. Now, most of you know that I'm a Cowboys fan, right? Let me see if I can try to collect myself a little bit here. And you know that this year we were destined to go to the Super Bowl. We had a wonderful rookie quarterback and a rookie running back, and they were just tearing up the league. We end up winning 14 games. And we were getting ready to win the Super Bowl. But there was just one team that stood between us and the Super Bowl. Let me not say one team. There was one player that stood between us and the Super Bowl. And that one player is Aaron Rodgers. You ever see some people do some things and you say to yourself, how in the world did he do that? So here I was watching the game, and I'm seeing my team being down in the first half of the game. And I saw that our team came together and they put together a wonderful game plan in the second half. And we came back and we tied the game. But we forgot that we left some seconds on the clock. And we forgot who was the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. And what did we do? We just let Aaron Rodgers ruined our season. That one pass that he threw, I said to myself, no, he's not going to do it. No, he's going to. How in the world did he do that? The pass was great, but the catch was even greater. You see, sometimes we see some people do some things in life, and we just sit there and we're like, how in the world could they possibly do that? What gives them the strength or the ability to be able to do the things that they do? And if you study football, And if you study sports, one of the things you will find is that they go back to the basics. You see, for us, when we are watching the game, we look at it and those things look miraculous to us. But we don't understand that during practice, those guys go through that every single time. And they go over those plays over and over and over and over again. And sometimes we see them perform and we think, gosh, this guy is new. He's great. Look at how he just did that. He's been doing that in practice all along. And all he was doing was just waiting for the opportunity to be able to do that. This is so important because when you think about the Bible and you think about the scriptures and how believers lived, there was a very important thing that happened with the disciples. One day there was someone who was sick and they came to the disciples and they said, hey, I want you to heal these people. Heal this person for me. And the disciples tried and they couldn't do it. And then Jesus came along and Jesus just went and bam, he healed the guy. And the disciples was like, how in the world did he do that? How did you do that, Jesus? Jesus looked at them and said, listen, the secret sauce relies in one thing, fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. In other words, what Jesus was saying is, the way that you get to do the things that you cannot do in life is by spending quiet time with God. And when you begin to spend that quiet time with God, it gives you the strength that you need for the journey. It gives you the strength that you need for the journey. Now, it's important, especially when you think about it with Christians. We are living in a day where the Bible is on probably every single device that you can think of. If you want to read your Bible, all you have to do is get your phone. You can download an app, and then you'll be able to start reading the Bible. Or you can go on your iPad. You can go on your computer. The Bible is everywhere. So most people would think that, you know what? People are reading their Bible on a regular basis, right? Or people are spending time with the Lord on a regular basis. Well, here are some statistics for you, just so we can get an understanding here. They surveyed over 1,500 believers, right? Over 1,500 believers. And what they wanted to find out is how many of the believers are spending time with God. Now listen to the findings that they found. They said that 90% of the people said that they read their Bibles regularly, but only 31% said that they set aside substantial period of time of the day to pray. 90% read, but only 31% actually spend time to sit down and read it. It says that although 87% agreed that every Christian needs to spend time alone with God on a daily basis, and that without their faith they will suffer, 42% said that they find it difficult to find time on a regular basis, disciplined basis, to pray and read their Bible. Listen to this. Nearly 18% said that they do not have a fixed pattern of prayer, but rather pray when the chance of the need arises. Over half of those surveyed, 60%, said they prayed on the move. I don't know, there's a church right now that I know have even drive-through prayers. You can actually just drive up to the church and they will pray for you. So 60% of them pray on the move, all right? And the number one prayer from 49% of those 60% says that they're asking God to bless their family. Well, even when it comes to, and these are older adults who grew up in the faith, and these are people who have been going to church on a regular basis and spending time with God. But when it came to teenagers and young people, you want to know what the percentage of the young people that are reading the Word of God and spending time with God? 19%. 19% of young people spend regularly quiet time with God. So what are we talking about? If you want strength for the journey, it begins by having quiet time with God. If you want strength for the journey, it begins with quiet time with God. Now, what is quiet time? What is quiet time? Quiet time is a time that is set aside to communicate with God. Quiet time is a time that is set aside to communicate with God. Now, here's the interesting thing. When God created the earth, God created the Garden of Eden, and he created everything in it. And after God created the garden, what God did is God now decided that, okay, I'm going to create man. And God created man, and he put them in the garden. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. When God created them, they had a wonderful relationship. God had a wonderful communication with his creation. Here's the thing. With that communication, God could just pop up at any time and walk in and just had a wonderful relationship with them. But after a while, Adam and Eve sinned. And after Adam and Eve sinned, one of the things that happened is that that communication barrier was broken. As a matter of fact, God walked in and God was in the regular place where he usually meets with them. And when God went there, he realized that something was missing. Something wasn't right. Something is gone. And what was gone was that relationship that God had with mankind. And he noticed that Adam wasn't there. Why wasn't Adam there? Adam wasn't there because there was sin. And sin is usually the first thing that comes to destroy any kind of communication between us and God. And that's what happened in the Garden of Eden. And so throughout scriptures, you have seen that God has created ways for mankind to try to build that relationship back with him so that he can communicate and have fellowship with mankind. And that right there comes from spending quiet time. Listen to what someone says about quiet time. It says that quiet time is turning the dial until we tune into God's wavelength, that we get the message. You see, it's like driving in a car. When you go in your car, one of the things that you do is you turn on the radio. And when you're trying to find something that soothes you, you change the dial. And when you change the dial, what you're actually doing is you're tuning into something that is already out there. And that's the same thing about quiet time. When you have a quiet time with God, what you're doing is you are now tuning into God's station so that you can communicate with God. Jesus said, God said in Psalms chapter 46 and verse 10, he says, "Be still and know that I am God." God wants to have personal quiet time with us as his creation. And I believe that it's important for us, when we understand that, we will start realizing that we have the strength that we need for the journey. So the question is, what is the purpose of quiet time? We talked about what it is, that it is setting aside time for communication with God. And the purpose would almost be the same as the definition. It's personal time that is set aside to build a relationship with the Lord. It's personal time that is set aside so that you and I can build a relationship with the Lord. Now, here's the interesting thing. Jesus always spent quiet time with God. Jesus always spent quiet time with God. In fact, I want to read it for you. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, and we'll read from verse number 39, just so we can. Verse 35. It's Mark chapter 1, verse number 35. And let me read it for you. I don't have it on the overhead, but let me read it for you. It says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went looking for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, 'Everyone is looking for you.' Jesus replied, 'Let's go somewhere else to the nearby village so I can preach there also. That is why I have come.'" So here's the thing. If Jesus spent quiet time on a regular basis with God, then why do you think that it's not important for us as believers to spend quiet time with God? it is vitally important as a believer, as a child of God, that you and I spend that necessary time with God in order for us to develop our strength to carry on in this life. So we talked about the purpose of quiet time is a personal time set aside to spend with the Lord. And we see that Jesus, he regularly took quiet time. And what happened during those quiet time, that Jesus took was usually for two purposes. One, it was either after Jesus had spent a long time doing a whole bunch of miracles, and he needed some time to rest, and he would go in that quiet time with God, or it would usually be times when Jesus is about to do something miraculous or something challenging or something difficult. Jesus would usually draw himself away from the crowd. Not only will he draw himself, but he would also draw the disciples away from the crowd so that he can spend that quiet time with God. Do you have a personal time that you spend with God? Do you have a personal time that you spend communicating with God? Now, here's the thing. Quiet time has several benefits. And today, let me explain three of the benefits that quiet time has. Number one, when we have quiet time with God, it draws us closer to God. Number two, when we have quiet time with God, it gives us strength for the journey. Number three, when we have quiet time with God, it builds intimacy. So it draws closer to God for the purpose of relationship. It builds up, gives us strength for the journey of life, and it builds intimacy. So let's deal with the first one. It says, the first benefit of quiet time is it draws us closer to God in a personal relationship. Now listen to this. In James chapter 4 and verse 8, listen to what the Bible says. It says what? All right, let me get back a little bit. Once you get past this, sometimes you can't go back. Anyways, here it is. James chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-mindedness." In other words, what God is saying is, every single individual, every believer, every child of God, God is looking for you to draw near to him. You see, the problem with us is that we're looking for God to operate on our terms. And we want God to do what we want him to do. So we want God to come to us. I get a little nervous sometimes when I hear some people start preaching and they just go, not preaching, but praying, and they go to God and they say, "God, I need you right now to do this." As if God is operating on their schedule. And what God is saying here is that, listen, I want you to draw near to me. And he's saying that you need to draw near to him. Now, how in the world do we draw near to God? Number one, we draw near to God through prayer. We draw near to God through prayer. And what is prayer? Prayer is the number one method of communicating with God. Prayer is the number one method of communicating with God. And so when we are communicating with God, what we're actually doing is we are praying. And this was the same kind of relationship that Adam and Eve had with God. They talked with God regularly. But because sin entered the equation, there was a great divide between the communication. There was no longer any prayer. And so it's important for us to understand that God wants us to draw near to him. Now, the second way that we draw near to God is, one, we draw near to God through prayer. And the second is the same thing that Pastor Gary talked to you last week about when he was speaking to you about the rock. We draw near to God through spending time in the Word of God. Now, here's the thing. Prayer is how we communicate to God. Now, and when you spend time in the Word of God is how God communicates to us. It's one method of how God communicates to us. But that method is very, very important. God speaks through us through his Word. The Bible says in the Old Testament that God used to speak through us through prophets and priests. And then he said that in this new day, he is now speaking through us through his what? Son. Now, Pastor Gary talked to you guys about that the other day when he says that. Remember in John chapter 1 what he says, what? In the beginning was the what? Word, and the word was with God, and the word was what? God. God speak to you through the word. It is the, if you're not spending regular time in the word of God, then you are missing communicating with God. Communication is not a one-way street. Everybody know that. If you're in a relationship, you will find this. Communication could not be one way. There has to be some back and forth going. And God is saying, if you want to communicate with me, first you got to draw near to me. How you draw near to me? You draw near to me by praying. You draw near to me by spending time in the Word of God. Now, here's the thing. There is a promise. There's a promise that he gives. The promise he gives is, when you draw near to God, what does he do? He draws near to you. When you draw near to God, God doesn't say, I'm busy. Let me call you back. The Bible says that God draws near to you. But here's the thing. You take the initiative. And God is saying this, listen, if you want to grow, if you want to become who I want you to be, you have to draw near to me. You got to draw near to God. You got to draw near to God. And that's through prayer and through reading the word of God. So the first thing is, we have to draw near to God. The second thing is, when we draw near to, the second benefit of personal devotions or spending time with God or having that quiet time with God is, he gives you the strength for the journey. God gives you the strength for the journey. Now here's this verse right here in Isaiah. Get back to this. Isaiah says this. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. So what God is saying here is, listen, when you spend quality time with God, guess what he do? He gives you strength for the journey. What journey is that? The journey of life. This life that God has called us to live in the earth, God is giving you the strength so that you can be able to do that, the strength so that you can be able to carry out his commands. God gives us the strength to carry out his commands. The second thing that God does is he gives us the strength so that we can overcome temptation. Now, when you read in Matthew chapter 4, you found that Jesus went in the wilderness for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights, right? And what happened when Jesus went in the middle of that? He began to be tempted by the enemy. And so here's the thing. When you spend that quiet time with God, that time with God where you're communicating with God, guess what God does? He gives you the strength so that you can be able to overcome temptation. Now, how does he do that? He does that because when you are praying to him, he's communicating back to you when you're reading the word, and it's the word that gives you the strength so that when you face that temptation, you can be able to quote, as Pastor Gary says, it is written. But if you're not spending that time with God, if you're not spending time in prayer, if you're not spending time reading the word, you have no ammunition to deal with the temptations and the trials that are coming to your way. And if you think about it, and if you look at the things that are happening in our churches, there are so many believers that are just defeated on a regular basis. Why? Because they are missing that quiet time with God. And that quiet time is vitally important for us to develop the strength that God wants us to have. The third thing, it gives you the strength to recover from exhaustion. Living this Christian life is not easy. And there are times when you're going to go through some battles that are just going to wear you down. You're going to go through some things in life that's just going to almost blow your mind. And if it had not been for God, you would have lost your mind already. And what the Bible is saying here is this. When we put that quiet time, where we're spending that time with God, he gives you the power to be able to overcome during that time of being exhausted.
You see, when Jesus, when the Bible here is saying that Jesus took away some time from with his disciples, this was right after Jesus just spent a whole lot of time ministering and healing the sick. And Jesus said, you know what? I'm just tired. I need to replenish my strength. And that's why if you read in Isaiah, it says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. It's when you're spending that time with God, God gives you a strength, a renewal that will able to help you to overcome all the obstacles that you are facing in life. So the benefits is that it gives you strength to recover from exhaustion. Lastly, strength to overcome our enemies. Strength to overcome our enemies. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities and powers and rulers. Do you think that you, on your own strength, can be able to manage those things? You cannot. And because you cannot, guess what you need? You need his strength. What did you think was the secret sauce to Samson being able to be so strong? See, a lot of people think that he was just born that way. But if you really read the scriptures correctly, you will find that every time the Spirit of God came upon Samson, he was able to do miraculous things. And when the Spirit of God wasn't on him, he was just a normal man. You see, when you're spending that quiet time with God, and you're spending time in prayer, and you're spending time reading the Word, God now supplies you the strength so that you can now be able to overcome any kind of difficult situation. That's why Paul was able to say, now I can do all things through Christ who do what? Strengthens me. You gain that strength through personal devotions. And spending time reading the Word of God, praying unto God, and hearing from God. And when you're doing that, you will be surprised to see that you have strength to do things that you never thought was possible. So one of the reasons to Jesus' success was, well, number one, he is God. But as God, notice what he did. He showed you what happens. When you spend that time with God, you have strength for the journey. So the first benefit is you draw closer to God. The second benefit is he gives you strength for the journey. And the third benefit is you build intimacy with God. You build intimacy with God. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10. He says, listen, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, become like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Here's the thing. Paul was going through a time in his life where he was going through all the things that he has been through and all the difficulties that he has been through, and he was going through, laying through all of the accolades that he's had, and listen, I was this, and I spent time with this, and I knew this, but I gave all of that stuff up so that I can come to know Christ. I want to become intimate with Christ. You know what intimacy means? It means into me see. Not you, but into God. And when you're spending that time with God, what begins to happen is you begin to develop a relationship with him to where you can now say that I know him. See, a lot of us know about people. We watch basketball and we know about LeBron James. But we can't really say that we know him. Why? Because we don't spend the time with him to be able to know him. And if you're going to say that you know God, guess what? You have to spend that time, that quiet time with him. You have to spend that time with him. Draw close to him so that he can give you the strength so that you can become everything that he has called you to be. You see, a lot of us are casual with God. How many of you guys ever been in a casual relationship? A casual relationship is a relationship where you just see the person once in a while. There is no commitment. There is just whenever we meet, we meet. And that's the relationship that some of us have with God. We come to church and, yeah, I spend my time. I gave God his time. On Easter, we read the Bible and, yeah, I spend some time with God. On Christmas, we spend, I spend some time with God. And what we're doing is we are spending casual time with God. But let me ask you, if you're really in a relationship, can that relationship flourish with just being casual? Can you say that you really have a relationship with the individual if it's a casual relationship? And so you attend church sometimes. You read the Bible sometimes. You pray occasionally when things getting a little bit rough. Sometimes I pray to God because, you know, I'm going through this rough time at work. And but beyond that, I don't want that relationship with you. And Paul says, listen, that's not what I'm looking for here. That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is intimacy. And what intimacy is, it's a close, familiar, and usually affectionate or loving personal relationship with another person or another group. So here's the thing. God wants a love relationship with you. Throughout the scriptures, he says, I have loved you with what? An everlasting love. And not only that, but he says, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. What does God want? God don't just want to be casual. I want to be intimate. I want to spend some time with you. But what has happened with us is we have become so busy that spending time with God becomes not the priority, but occasionally. And what God is saying, if you want strength to carry on through the journey, you got to spend some time with me. And if you don't spend time with me, no wonder why some of us are so defeated in our lives. So what does God want from me? What does he want? Spending time with him, what does he want? God wants a face-to-face relationship. God wants to be face-to-face with you. Listen, I don't know about you, but I've known some people who have done long-distance relationship. It doesn't work. Very few. Small number of people it works with. Why? Because what people are looking for is they're looking for people to be right there. I want to be face-to-face with you. Let me ask you a question. What would your relationship be like if you only spoke on the phone occasionally? Would that lead to anything else? Most likely not, right? Here's the thing. How do you expect to grow? How do you expect to have the strength to carry on if you only want to meet with God once in a while? You see, God is saying, listen, what I want with you is a face-to-face relationship. I want to communicate with you. I want to talk to you. And a face-to-face relationship with God happens during the quiet times. It's when you deviate from everything else and you spend that time, quality time, with God. Because God wants to give you your strength. So listen to this. Moses was one of the only persons throughout the scriptures that you hear it says that he met with God face-to-face. Listen to what it says in Exodus 33:11. The Lord who spoke to Moses face to face, as one who speaks to what? A friend. You see that? When you speak to God face to face, what God is saying is that we develop not just a relationship, but we develop a friendship. A friendship. No wonder why Abraham was called a friend of God. And listen to this. Jesus wants to have a friendship relationship with you. You notice throughout the scriptures, in the Gospels, he said to his disciples, listen, I'm no longer going to call you servants. Because a servant doesn't know what the master is doing. But I'm going to call you friends. It's an intimate relationship that I want with you. That I can call you friend. How many of you guys have friends? Your friends know some stuff about you that not even your parents knows. And if your friends was to tell some of those things that you have done, whoo! That's the relationship that God wants. He wants a face-to-face meeting with you. We talked about the second one. He wants a love relationship with you. And that love relationship brings us to that friendship. And the last thing God wants is he wants us to become like him. You see, he wants a face-to-face relationship with you so he can develop a love relationship with you to where he can call you friend so that you can become like him. What God wants is he wants you to know more about him. He wants you to become more like him so that you can have more of him. And that's why he says there, he says, he goes on in there and he says in that verse, I want to know Christ. I want to know him personally. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to know the fellowship of his suffering. I want to become like him and somehow attain the resurrection from the dead. So the three benefits is God wants you to draw close to him. Second is he wants to give you the strength for the journey. Thirdly, God wants to be intimate with you. He wants to be intimate with you. I have an iPhone here. And throughout the day, walking around with this thing, at the end of the day, you look at it, and one of the things that you see is you see that the battery meter goes down. So when the battery meter goes down, you don't sit there and say, let me go on the internet and let me see if I can talk to a few more people or whatnot. What do? You go find a charger. And when you go find a charger, what you do? You plug it up. When you plug it up, guess what it does? It gets replenished with strength. This is exactly what happens when we spend that quiet time with God. We are now plugged into God, and we can now be replenished with strength so that we can carry on life's journey. So the question is, okay, Cal, understand what you're saying. I understand the benefits of having that quiet time. So tell me, Calvin, how do we do it? How do we spend that quiet time with God? How do we do it? Here is it. First thing, spend time with him. If you want a definition of love, it is spelled this way, T-I-M. You cannot say you love someone and decide that you do not want to spend any kind of time with them at all. That's just absurd. And what God is saying here is that, listen, if you really love him, you would want to spend that time with him. How do you spend that time with God? We talked about it earlier. You spend that time with God through prayer. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray. Why did Jesus say when you pray? He didn't say if you pray. He said when you pray. In other words, what Jesus is saying, prayer has got to be a regular part of your life. I cannot understand us being a believer and prayer is not an important part of our day. And this is what Jesus is saying, when you pray. So that means that prayer has to be a regular part. The second thing is, we do this through reading and meditation of the word. Psalms chapter 1, it says what? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is what? In the what? In the law of the Lord. And what does he do in that? He meditates when? Day and night. Regular quiet time where you're spending, reminiscing on the word of God, meditating on it. And you remember when Pastor Gary talked to you about the cow and how the cow has so many different chambers of the stomach to where they eat it and they regurgitate it and they keep on chewing it and going over and over again until they get every substance that they can get out of it. What God is saying is this, listen, quiet time is that way. Spend that time with him so that you can get everything that you need for the strength for the journey out of him. And that's what God says. So you spend time in the word of God. And here's another thing. Journaling. We don't talk about this a lot in church. But I'm going to tell you this. One of the things that will help you grow is when you journal. Because when you journal, here what you're doing. You're hearing from God. And you're now being able to write it down. And you can actually see that God is actually responding back to you. It's that quiet time that you get with God. That's what's going to give you the strength. And the last thing is, be open with God. Be open when you're in a quiet time with God. You see, a lot of us, we spend time with God, but we're fake. We walk up to God and we kind of ignore the fact that we've been doing some things that God doesn't really like. And we kind of want God to not really realize that. You ever notice that? We walk up into prayer not acknowledging that there are some things in our lives that just are not right. God is saying, listen, when you step into his presence, be open. Be open when you're in his presence. Just spend that time with him. Be open. Listen to this verse in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 22. And it says, listen, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. In other words, come clean. God wants to hear you say you messed up. God wants to hear you say you're struggling. God wants to hear you say you're having a difficult time. If you read the psalm, some of the things that David said, you're like, what? David said that. He poured out his heart to the Lord, his failures, his disappointment. It doesn't matter, because what God is trying to build here, relationship. And that relationship gives you strength for the journey. So if I can just say one final thing is this. Listen to God. Listen to God. See, a lot of us spend the time in prayer. Sometimes we read the word. But one critical clue to that equation is listening. Sometimes we need to walk into God's presence and just shut up. Think about it. You ever notice we go in there and we say, well, God, I want this, and God, how do you hear? I'm the type of person, I'm very busy. I'm always on the go. So if I'm in the car, I'm listening to music, I'm listening to this and that, and I'm going. And when I reach to work, I like to listen to music. And then when I come back in the car, I like to listen to music. I try to find something. I always try to find things to occupy my time. But here's the thing. How do we hear what God is saying if we're not listening? Listening is a very vital part of it. So here's the thing. When you begin to do that, and you're beginning to spend that time with God, guess what begins to happen to you? You begin to develop that relationship with God that is going to give you the strength. The best way that I can actually explain this to you is this. See, this is our life, right? And there are sometimes what we do is we add a little God to it. We're casual with God. And so what we do is like a tea bag. You just take it and you just dip it in the water and take it out and throw it away. But I'm the type of person, whenever I'm drinking tea, man, that thing gonna have to stay in there. Because you see, the longer it stays in there, guess what? What happens? The longer it stays in there is the stronger it gets. So do you want strength for the journey of life? Do you want to be able to overcome any obstacles that you're going through? Do you want to be able to live the life that God has created for you? Then if you want to do that, you're going to have to stay in there for a little while. Spend some time with God. It is all in the quiet time. And when you spend that quiet time with God, I guarantee you, you will start seeing some things happening in your life that you never thought was possible. You will be able to jump over some hoops that you never thought were even there. Because why? You are spending that time with God. And the longer you spend with God, guess what? The stronger you get. The longer you spend with God is the stronger you get. What God is looking for, he is looking for some me time. Not you, but some me time. His time. In his presence, the Bible says, there is what? Fullness of joy. Are you having some sadness in your life today? Get into the presence of God. Are you having some difficulties today? Get into the presence of God. Let me just share one last story and then I'll close. My brother Leon, who was my only example of what a true believer was, because throughout my family I never really had a Christian per se. My uncle was a believer when I was younger, but we never really spent time with him. And one of the things that I saw Leon modeled for me was every morning, there was a chair that Leon used to sit in. And I would get up in the middle of the morning, probably about or before day, and I would be hearing Leon praying. And I'll be seeing him reading the word. Now, I know Leon's life from before he became saved. And the transformation that I've seen in his life, I can tell you, is attributed to one thing. That chair that he spent that time in to have that quiet time with God. Jesus says, when you pray, don't be like everybody else. Don't go out there and sound it out loud to everybody else so everyone can hear you. Jesus says, I want you to find a room. I want you to find a quiet place where you can sit down and spend some time with me. Do you have a chair that you spend regular time with where you can get the strength that you need to carry on life's journey? Is there a room in your house that you're spending that time with God? For me personally, one of the things that transformed my life was a message that I heard last year from Pastor Gary when he was speaking last year, and he talked about the first 15. And even though I was a casual, I used to read the Bible casually, not that I would read at least 3-4 times a week, but I didn't spend that time with God. And when I heard Pastor Gary talked about that first 15, I said, man, let me try that. And I begin to do that. And every morning I get up and I make sure that the first 15 minutes of the day is the time that I spend with God. And the transformation that I've seen in my life, I can only attribute it to that first 15. What is your chair? I'm just going to ask us to do one thing. Not a lot. Time is gone. From today, let's just make a commitment that I'm going to make quiet time with God the priority. Not a priority, but the priority. When I wake up in the morning, it's God's time. And just try God. And just see what happens to your life from that moment on. Just see what he's able to do. Because God wants to give you the strength for the journey. But in order for him to give you that strength for the journey, you got to draw near to him. You got to have that intimate relationship with him. And you will be able to overcome things in your life that you never thought possible. Let us pray. Our Father, as we're here this morning, we come before you, Lord God, and let's just be open, Lord. There are times when we don't spend time with you. There are times when quiet time is not so quiet because we're trying to do it in the midst of doing everything else. And Father God, you want to have time with us so we can be in your presence, so we can grow. And as we begin to grow, Lord God, help us to recognize that it's that time that is spent in the secret place. In that secret place, Lord God, that's where you are. And help us to spend time there. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
As we sing this last song. Wrap me in your arms, wrap me in